Well, good morning, and I hope you're getting some good weather. I know with southwestern Ontario, who knows what? I know within a couple kilometers apart, you could have a rainstorm and you could have sunshine. So, hope you're enjoying this morning and maybe a morning coffee or a drive, and we'll get going with today's show. My name is Michael Mullis, and I'm president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. And, well, that's exactly what we do on this program. We teach you different ways to either save on your mortgage or different ways to strategize and save tax deductions. Could be. That's been a popular show for sure. You know, how to get into the investment property business. That's been very popular as of late. London is still a hot market as far as, lower prices. So good opportunity with Western and Fanshawe to be able to invest in an investment property, create tax deductions if you are, maybe you're making some pretty good money on your T4s these days. And you're, starting to see how much go out in taxes. Your accountant's going to give you some advice to create some expenses that way, and that's where some income properties and that sort of lifestyle can come in. So, depending what you have time for and what you're into, we cover all those kinds of things on this show. You can feel free to look us up anytime at mortgageteacher.com. I'm a big fan of, read the reviews yourself. We don't need to talk when you can. So thank you very much for all of you that might have heard this program and reacted. We do get multiple calls a week, so thank you very much. And we love helping people out. I've said it on the show before, and I always say it, it's easy to find someone to get you a mortgage. I don't even know how many mortgage agents and advisors around the city of London now, but who's going to sit down with you, go through your personal plan, and come up with a way that you're going to pay the mortgage off quicker? That's what we're here about, Mortgage Teacher. So who's going to help you pay this thing off with an automated plan? That's our goal. So that's what we want to do here. Now, let's get to the point, the elephant in the room. This is a mortgage show. Interest rates are a very hot topic. What the heck happened this week? Well, good news, to be honest with you. Everything happened that was predicted. Okay? The low rates, are they gone? For now, I think that's safe to say. All we've heard since November is that the rates are going up, the rates are going up, the rates are going up. But I want to identify just what rates have been going up. First of all, the 5-year fixed rate, and that's what a lot of us listening to the show, or if you're telling your kids or someone at work to, go get a mortgage, most of us go after the 5-year fixed. Agree? So you have an interest rate for 5 years and you don't have to worry about it. The problem is we've been pretty accustomed to, 2% and 3% interest rates since pretty much 2018, maybe. I would say that we started to see the really low rates, maybe 2016. So we're used to those low interest rates, and the 5-year fix now is, up towards 5%. So it's a pretty tough pill to swallow, but I want to use this show to teach you something because I saw a lot of people having to buy a house and pay way over asking price just to buy the home they want. So it leaves this question for us here in London and surrounding area. If a house is, maybe worth $400,000 and, the market was going so crazy, it went up and sold for $500,000 and $600,000, well, how much more does that cost you versus what if you bought it for $400,000, but you had to take a higher interest rate on the money? What's the best value? And that's pretty funny that just 2 years ago, or last year, or even 6 months ago, when the interest rates were a lot lower, people were all over multiple offers on a house, and they were willing to, that house is worth four, I'll pay a five, I'll pay a 550, 580. We've all heard that crazy story, how much that house went for around the corner. Well, that's when interest rates were really low. But you paid $100,000 more for the house. Now, opportunity lies. That's exactly what we're going to talk about on this show, because the stress test hasn't changed a whole lot. Rates are still around the 5% mark because, folks, since 2016, all of us Canadians have had to qualify for a mortgage at 5%. So, in a way, as an advisor's perspective, we've been floating around this overall 5% mark for a while. That's what we've all had to qualify. Okay, so maybe you didn't teach yourself to set the bar there, but we'll talk about that. The point I'm trying to get at is see the opportunity. Now, instead of buying that house for six, maybe you can get it for five. In fact, maybe even 450 if it's on the market enough. There's a large inventory popping up as the summer comes to an end. And that's where your opportunity lies. Yes, you might pay higher interest on the money, but if you buy the house for $100,000 cheaper, and not to mention you're not bullied in or out of it, now you can get your proper home inspection done. See, down in these parts, London and surrounding area, we're not used to this multiple offers and, you know, quick closes and no inspections. No, we're pretty grounded down here, I have to admit. And if you're a realtor listening, I hope you're shaking your head yes, because that means you've been in the business a while, not just the last few years when it was real easy. Everyone wants to make money when it's easy, but when it's tough, that's when we see who shines. We all know that. So, when it comes to this, here's what I'm finding in our numbers. And like I said, if you're a real estate agent listening, then send them our way. Again, if you're just tuning in, sorry, I know I've kind of gone off. My name is Michael Mullis, president of Mortgage Teacher, and that's kind of what we're teaching today is building confidence in your numbers. There's actually a big opportunity in London and surrounding area because house prices are coming down $100,000 to $200,000. That can change your payment $500 to $1,000 a month. Yes, the interest rates are higher, but those are only going up minimal compared to the house prices coming down. So one is actually outweighing the other. And like I was just mentioning, now you can, you know, you don't get bullied into the house or out of the house. You have some choices. There's more available. You can use family and be secure and get an inspection on the house and make sure you have your financing lined up. You don't have, you know, 4 hours to make a choice because there's 60 other offers. These are the things that are now changing for the good. Yes, we hear interest rates are going up and that slows the market down. But down here in London, folks, take a look at what's for sale. There's a ton of opportunity. Maybe it's an investment property. London is still fantastic for that. Like I was mentioning before, with Fanshawe and Western and the businesses here with, you know, teaching and health and even tech. Tech has really picked up in the city. That there's a lot of good opportunity to, you know, own downtown, rent downtown, and, you know, have some good stable income there. And like I said earlier, create a tax deduction. So, wow, that was a whole lot in one little sum. I apologize. I think we got to go to this news break and, you know, take a little break here. But if you are still, you know, if something caught your ear there, I apologize. Got a little distracted going to the news. But if something caught your ear, please reach out to us at mortgageteacher.com. My name is Michael, and we're going to jump to this news break, and we'll be right back after this. All right, well, here we go again. Yes, that's Whitesnake for those older generation that might not know that song. My wife's a little bit of a Hairspray music person, so of course, that's one of her favorite songs. Anyway, my name is Michael Mullis. We'll get to the point, to the less exciting stuff, but of course, everyone's interested. It's mortgages. I'm president of a company called Mortgage Teacher, and like I said, please look us up at mortgageteacher.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I know Facebook might be the older one, but these are where we give the news. This is the way that we have, you know, our clients follow and others follow to keep up with the news because let's just face it, social media is pretty instant and it spreads quite quick. So please look us up on these social channels. I'm Mortgage Teacher through, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, probably even some people on who knows, Snapchat, not me though. So anyway, to the point, this is why you need to follow these channels because there's been some pretty big news all over the news lately. Interest rates just went up again, 0.75. Now, I know earlier in the program, I didn't focus on these numbers, and that's because, to be honest, these are all predictable. I was talking about the opportunity because it's weird how we're seeing house prices come down so fast. So the good news is, the rates were going up, let's be honest. We heard it here on the radio and in the newspapers and on our social media. It said that interest rates are going up to slow down the housing market. That's what we saw, and I think we all agree and shook our head yes. Like I said, if you're a realtor listening to this program or into buying a house soon, it's been a tough go lately. A lot of us feel that we could have overpaid and there were 60 different offers on a house. There were some horrible stories of, you know, families coming in tears because they put an offer on 17 different houses and still didn't have one. Like, oh, that's emotionally draining. So now that's not happening. There's a ton of houses for sale and the prices are way cheaper. So why aren't we all excited to buy these houses? Oh, the interest rates, because the interest rate keeps going up, and the interest rate on the news and in the paper, and oh my gosh, the rates are going up. Hold your horses, folks. It's time to build some confidence in these numbers, because compared to how much the house prices are coming down, no. The interest rate's going up. It's well worth it. They're kind of helping each other out, and that's exactly what we want to see. Now, just to focus on the interest rate itself. What rates are we talking about? And I know I started at the beginning of the program about this, and knowing me, tailed off a little bit. But what I meant was there's different rates to examine. The five-year fixed is what most of us watch, okay? And that is around the 5% mark, just above, okay? And it's up from 3%. The variable rate, this is the one that has been hot in the news. So if you have a fixed mortgage for 5 years and three more years, you don't care about these rate announcements. This is only for someone that has a variable rate mortgage. Ooh, perhaps one of those lines of credit. I know there's a lot of people didn't know it was a bad thing, but, you know, did some renovations or some upgraded the backyard, upgraded the home. And now they might have a mortgage for only $50,000, but they have a line of credit for $100,000 attached to the house. For example, one of these home loans or all-in-ones, HELOCs. We have so many equity programs. There's so many different names for them. The point of it is you can go into the equity of your house and use it. Now, I've said it on the show before, just to make sure you're educated. The reason those products exist are to invest. So you borrow from your equity to invest to create the tax deduction. Unfortunately, the bankers sell it as, oh, just in case you want to go on a trip. Oh, just in case you want to buy a boat. Oh, just in case you want to spend money, here's your equity. The problem with that is it's promoting consumer spending and maybe not spending in the best ways possible. The products were actually created to create the tax deduction for your investments. That's a whole other show we focused on, and we'll get back to that later. But the point I'm getting at, if you have a line of credit, if you have a variable rate mortgage, that's the news you are getting sick and tired of hearing lately. The rates are going up. They went up 1% last month. Just this Wednesday, they went up another 0.75. Now, the average mortgage here in London, okay, is about $370,000. So with each increase, I would say every 0.10 is probably $22. So the average increase to the Londoner has been about $55 per quarter. So I'm not going to lie. This move this week is going to boost up a lot of people about another $120 a month in London. But that's the kind of stress test. That's why the stress test has been here, to make sure that we can afford that. So yes, your payment might have went up $120 a month because the rates are going up. But folks, if the house price just dropped $100,000 compared to the market months ago, therefore that savings of $500. See the difference? So there is still an opportunity in the city of London and around for investment properties. There is still a great opportunity for first-time homebuyers. In fact, there wasn't much of an opportunity for first-time homebuyers, and now there is. Okay? So don't, like I said, this show is to build a bit of confidence, because I'm kind of sick and tired of almost the doom and gloom around the rates and around the media of it. But really, when you start looking into the numbers a lot deeper, it's like, wait a minute, there's kind of gold at the end of the rainbow here. This is a lot better than I thought. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train, thank God. But that's what I'm seeing here. So we all predicted this rate increase of 0.75, and then all the economists are saying that should just about do it. If we are fighting inflation, we know Canada, North America was a little late to the game. We've got our rates going up. These are predictable. I like seeing that it's happening, that people are predicting. Now they're predicting that it's going to mellow out for a while, because as you can see by the housing market, it is slowing down. And therefore, the increases have worked. But we are in a very good area, stable, still a ton of growth coming to London. Look at all the building. To see these house prices come down, to see inventory as high as they are, please, like I said, reach out to Mortgage Teacher. If you've listened to this show, we haven't met before, you haven't used our services, maybe you are a real estate agent, a financial planner, maybe you're just somebody that cares about somebody, hey, our services are free. I don't have to sell it on here. Like I said, look up mortgageteacher.com, read the reviews yourself. I'm Michael Mullis. signing off. Go have yourself a fantastic weekend, and hopefully you're getting to enjoy that weather. Look us up again at mortgageteacher.com. Cheers, folks.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.